Look, I understand, so please don't think that I don't and we don't understand what you tune in for more often than not on this show. And that, of course, is ideas of being able to give other people your reward points, since you don't sign up for the rewards program. And if soap cleans itself. But also, Packers. But this was a unique thing, and I thought Tausch crushed it. Or Mark Tauscher, radio analyst, whatever. I'm still a little confused that our whole dual personality thing we're doing.
Deal.
Takes a little bit of a struggle. But so that was something different. We'll get now into Packers because I know that's why most of you come to our pizza restaurant here. You don't come here for sushi. But again, really good job by you. Now, MIP. Is that what I say? MIP. MIP. MIP.
Yep.
Yep. Let's talk about the Packers. I don't want to be Chicken Little. And I'm not saying that they're going to Seattle and losing. I'm not willing to say that like I know what I'm talking about. But I do kind of feel like, and I am guilty of this too, Tausch. You know, the Seahawks went on this four-game losing streak earlier this year. I'm kind of looking at the NFC West going, eh. I already said earlier this year that I thought the Cardinals weren't very good, so I don't really want to say that again about the Seahawks. But, like, is this not a weird game? Like, it's at a venue with a fan base that is problematic, and it's noisy and everything else. It's supposed to be 40 degrees and raining in Seattle. It rains 9 months out of the year in Seattle. So how are you on a Thursday morning looking at Sunday Night Football Packers Seahawks right now? Because I don't know whether I should be expressing to our fans confidence that, oh, come on, Seattle's not that good. The Packers are going to win. Or if I should be expressing maybe some angst about whether this game is tougher than maybe our initial thought might be about it. Where are you at?
Well, the homer in me thinks Green Bay has just got a better roster and a better team. And the analyst in me believes that too. The skeptical side would be that was a deflating loss. This is a young team. I don't know how they're going to bounce back. If it was a home game, I'd feel better. I don't know. Jordan and the boys, they don't know what that stadium and that environment's going to be like. That is not going to be, you know, an 11 a.m. Saturday kick with, you know, scattered fans. It's going to be loud. And Seattle has not hosted a ton of primetime games in the last couple seasons. So, talent-wise, I think Green Bay is a better team. But as we've seen many times, it's talent and the motivation and all of those things have to equal out. And I'm going to be the thing I'm most curious about this weekend is going to be, is Green Bay at that point where they're kind of accepting of where they're going to be? Because for as much as we all want to think every player is just jacked up, you only have so much, and I've said this 100 times the last couple weeks, there's only so much emotional reserves that people have. Not every game is going to be win-win for the Gipper. Otherwise, nobody cares what the Gipper says. This is one of those games where motivation is going to be, I think, a huge chunk of where they're at. Seattle is right there. They need to keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
They're at home. All the juice is going to be with them. Green Bay, this is a grow-up and let's show-up game. This is going to be, I need to be a pro. I need to be able to handle the crowd noise. I need to be able to do all this. Because this isn't going to be fire and brimstone. This is going to be, we're better, we're more professional, and we can go out and execute. That's what this game's going to be. And if that's not, it tells you that this team still has a lot of room to grow, which I do believe they do. So that's where I'm at. So I feel your angst like I did going down to Chicago. As a former player, every time I went on the road, it was my antennas were always up more than what they would be at home. So that always, and especially as you get older, you just know it is so much more difficult to win on the road. And that's why when we'd go to the Metrodome and we'd win, it was, dang, you felt just more. A weird way. You felt like you accomplished more.
Right.
That's what this week is. And this is the part of that growth for all these young guys. This is a tough place to play. And when you win up there, especially as an old lineman, I'm telling you, man, the extra focus and all that stuff, you are so exhausted. But, man, there's nothing better than sitting on that old folding chair, just gassed, and all your coaches and teammates coming up, dapping you up after a big, hard-fought win, like with Skipper puking in that bucket. I miss that. That is awesome. I love that. That's the feeling you get when you go on the road and you empty your bucket and you found a way to win. That's the next step for this football team.
All right. Well, I want to get to the offensive line a little bit, and we'll sneak in a little power rankings Tuesday on a Thursday as well. Plus, we've got our winner of the Jingle for Your Kringle contest coming up a little bit later in the week, so be sure to stay tuned for that. We're excited to announce the winner. That's still on the to-do list as well. But next, I want to talk a little more about the offensive line. I have a great advantage working with Tausch every day and having Brian Bulaga on once a week. I talk to him on Thursdays on the Homer Hour as well. I guess I thought the offensive line, from my perspective in Detroit, got off to a rocky start, but I didn't think that they played poorly through the whole game. At least I didn't notice that. It seemed they shored things up. But Brian's critique was pretty harsh, and it led me to ask Matt LaFleur about that. We'll get to that coming up, just like we'll get to maybe the Wildy's getting a new driveway down the road from Johnson & Sons Paving. For now, we're just excited to get an orange sweatshirt for Sid.
Can't wait to get up and do that job. Get ready for spring and do it now. Call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the winter. You got potholes and cracked curbs and drainage issues. Well, if things are bad now, they're only going to get worse. Call Johnson & Sons. Get it fixed. Schedule a free, no-obligation quote. Walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that is needed by spotting that fatigue cracking, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, and more. Don't scare away customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now. Save money later. JohnsonSonsPaving.com.
We'll hear from Matt LaFleur about the Packers' offensive line next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding.
Jesse, what's this one? I don't remember this in the rotation previously.
This is Merry Christmas, Everyone, from Shakin' Something or Other. I can't see it all.
Shakin' Something or Other.
This is actually...
it's a good band.
There's a new show that Beck and I just started watching on Netflix, and it's like a spy thriller. It's with Keira Knightley from Pirates of the Caribbean. She's like the main character in it. And this is the first song that's on. It's set at Christmas time, and this is like the opening song to it.
Oh, yeah.
I just got this, and I know we're getting to Packer talk because I have not looked at the YouTube because they don't let me subscribe, and now they just bumped their rates. I just saw like by a bunch of money.
What?
There's a movie on Netflix. Yeah, YouTube just bumped its rates up a bunch. If you get YouTube TV.
Oh, I don't get that.
Big jump.
That's different than what. Never mind.
Well, explain. No.
Well, we're on
YouTube.
But
there is a movie. All right, let's just move along. I'll get to this later. It's a Netflix show about a husband and his dying wife, and a robot comes into the equation. It seems, and it's a trending movie on Netflix. I'm watching it, and I will give you a review. I don't know when, but at some point.
I can't wait.
What does Grok say about it?
As someone told me about it, they said basically. It's what you would think. It's a love story, the robot. And there's a lot of feelings and emotions. And it's a world that's
The guy's wife is dying and he's falling in love with the robot?
That's what I was told.
All right, yes. We need to talk Packers.
Geno Smith, huh?
I'm going to stop listening to the show and I'm on it.
DK Metcalf.
Here's Matt LaFleur discussing the offensive line and their performance against the Lions after I asked him about it.
Your offensive line's been pretty darn good most of the year. What did you think of how they were on Thursday in Detroit, and how much are you challenging them, and are they challenging themselves?
I just think it was a tough environment. We got to do a better job of being able to get off on the snap count. I thought there was some instances where they were kind of jumping the cadence, and there's tools for that and mechanisms for that to try to alleviate some of that, because that is your advantage on offense. So I think it all starts there with your operation, and we got to be better in a lot of areas in that regard.
Carry over then to a potentially loud, even though outdoor environment this weekend.
Yeah, I think it'll be. I mean, this is traditionally it's been one of the toughest places to play.
Great follow up.
What a follow up there. Yeah. What I should have said.
What a follow up.
Have you considered bringing Brian Bulaga in to explain to them the watching the quarterback's leg concept that worked so well for him and Bakhtiari back in the day? Right. I'm very curious about that. Because they were not getting off on the snap.
No, and it's the hardest thing. That was probably the toughest part of my job as an offensive tackle, was when you went up to these really loud places and you tried to figure out, because Matt's right, the biggest advantage you have as an O-lineman is the snap count. You get to dictate. On the road, you don't. And yes, you can alleviate some of it, but it's just not the same, and I think the Packers have done a good job. We didn't do a ton of silent count until middle of my career. It helps. It still doesn't give you that advantage. It gets you back to somewhat level of a playing field, but you're always playing a half a step slower than you would be if you're at home, and that is a huge disadvantage, and that's part of the reason that you have point spreads change and, teams play better at home is because you're able to dictate more stuff. And on the flip side, defensively, Lambeau has become a loud place. It was not a loud place early in my career. It has made it easier for the defense to jump the count and to get off and to make plays. So it all goes hand in hand. That's some of the things that you have to adjust to. And it sounds like the Packers have a plan, but I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's got a plan until you can't get off on a snap count and your quarterback gets drilled because you're three steps late on the snap count. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the blanking mouth. You're going to get punched in the mouth up there. You have to regroup, and you're going to have days, you're going to have some plays that you're going to be looking and saying, "Whoo! I don't know what the hell happened there," because that's what that crowd noise will do to you.
Yeah, I am extremely curious to see how this plays out on Sunday night, because this could have been a very different environment, right? Like, this could have been, the Seahawks had lost four straight. If they had kept spiraling, this might even be flexed out of Sunday Night Football, frankly, right? But instead, they've won four in a row. They are leading their division. I'm still not, I would say this, and I'm not saying that I am an expert in the Seahawks, but the Geno Smith reclamation project, it does appear, not only from the last couple of years where he kind of reinvented himself, but it appears, looking at, I checked out some of their games on NFL Plus, and then I was looking at the trend lines of his numbers. He was throwing the ball, he was turning the ball over a lot early in the year. But he was also throwing the ball a lot early in the year. And it does appear that they have gotten their balance to a much healthier spot.
Is Walker running, or is he going to be out?
I do not think he is going to play. They obviously have not ruled him out yet. I don't think he practiced yesterday. It is.
Let me go check with that podcast guy. He was 50% on early announcements of inactives last week.
Charbonnet was the guy last week, which is a great name. But look, if he, it's a little bit like Jordan Love in that you make the guy throw the ball 45 times in a game, there's more opportunities for him to make a mistake. If you limit that and you run the football effectively, then there's fewer opportunities for him to make a mistake. And that's been the case with Geno Smith of late. If you made a mistake with your bathroom, and it looks a lot like the Roman Colosseum's restrooms, well, then we've got just the people to make that right. And that, of course, is Kohler Services.
Indeed. If you need a bath or shower remodel this holiday season, turn to Kohler Services, family owned. 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And I love what a great, luxurious Wisconsin brand Kohler is. And this month only, zero interest, 12 months. And you know it, Gilligan, a free shower door. A free shower door.
Wait, am I
with
Gilligan?
With your Lugstone shower. Huh?
Does that make me Gilligan?
Well, I got a hunch I'm going to be cast as skipper for a lot of reasons. Where am I now? A free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. With fast professional installation, that is always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
All right, look, Kohler Services is a great partner. We love Doug. His wife is a huge fan of the show. It's awesome, right? But how on earth, after the skipper sidetracking, do you have to ask yourself where you were in the read? It's the only line that would have any sort of connection to Gilligan's Island, a free shower door. How'd you lose your spot?
When did you? So I know I get a lot of grief for interrupting you. Rarely do I interrupt you on your reads. I interrupt you all the time on all your other stuff because, you know, A, I have a short attention span, and B, you're super long-winded, so it's just like it's a recipe for interruption. Like, that's what, RFI, recipe for interruption.
Nailed it.
You didn't say Megan Fox was the robot in this movie on Netflix.
No, so it's the movie is called Subservience. Subservience. I am going to check it out. Jason, just so you know, not a family-friendly movie. Not something that you're going to want to probably watch with Paula or the girls. It's probably something you're going to want to just watch when you're sitting around. Not when you're sitting around the high school gymnasiums watching.
Nelly.
I think you're going to want to watch this in the privacy of your own basement.
I'm just going to stick with the Law and Order reruns. We'll get to Power Rankings Thursday next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Everybody's starting to feel it, starting to feel it in the air. All of the sidewalks, all of the streetlights, holiday magic everywhere. Ooh, then it hits me. Ooh, it's officially Christmas, and I'm officially yours. I'm officially wishing for something not in the store. It's already December, the snow's falling too. Then all of a sudden it's true. It's officially Christmas.
It is officially Christmas, and another little present that the G&G might have under their tree is going to be Luke Musgrave, potentially. And I was actually, it's funny, because Tucker Kraft has emerged and has been as good as, I'm not going to say as good as any tight end in the league, but man, production-wise and what he's brought, everybody is excited about what he's got going. And now you start wondering, well, Jaden Reed's not getting touches. Dobbs hasn't even played the last couple weeks. How is Musgrave going to fit into this whole equation? And I don't have an answer for that. I'm going to be fascinated to find out. He's obviously somebody that the Green Bay Packers have a lot of faith and hope that he can be that guy. But with everything else that's going on, how hard is it going to be for him to fit and to find a spot with this offense? I think that's going to be another fun little question mark. And it's always great to have a ton of talent, but you have to find ways to harness it. And if you don't, you're going to end up with a lot of frustrated players, and it might not necessarily be the best scenario. So figuring that balance out is not going to be easy.
As you can see on our video stream, we're having some difficulties connecting with Jason. He is not just taking the segment off like some people around here tend to do. We've lost his connection, both audio and video, so we'll see if we can get connected with him in a minute here. So yeah, it sounds like Musgrave on the trek back. Tausch, how do you think that they're going to incorporate? Because some of us drafted Luke Musgrave in a Dynasty Fantasy League earlier this year. Like, is there a road back to him becoming as productive as Tucker Kraft? Or
no.
Is he going to be a solid number two option and that's all?
So the tough part for me is I think you're going to be able to design some stuff for him. He obviously, I remember last offseason, everybody raving, slow motion pictures of him running and the athleticism that he's got. But Tucker Kraft is the guy. And you draft guys, Musgrave was second round, I think Kraft was third. You hope that both those guys, they find their roles. Musgrave got hurt. Tucker Kraft had a pec all offseason. He has come in and he has emerged, and I think he's going to end up being one of your leaders on this football team moving forward. I think the days of Musgrave, and unless he improves his blocking, I don't even know how often, because if you go 12 personnel, you want to have some blocking capability, and it's not just going to be now you can have Tucker do the dirty work and the blocking and have Musgrave running seams, but Tucker Kraft is really good out in space too. He has been a difference maker from what we've seen in the past. So when you kind of try and figure out, can he make a big impact coming back? I would say no. Can he make an impact and have some big splash plays? Absolutely. And when that's going to be, if you just got him off of the IR list, you give him a couple weeks to kind of get his footing about him, or do you get him right out there? He is a talent, and it's your job as a coach and as an offense to figure out ways to get him the football when he's out there. But I don't think they're going to start reconfiguring things on a big scale to try and get him the football more often.
While we work to connect with Jason, we will play trivia coming up next. Before we do that, Tausch, I don't know if Luke Musgrave will be as good as raising a Coors Light and throwing it back as Tucker Kraft is, but I know you enjoy yourself a Coors Light, as do I.
I do, Coors Light. Brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp and is only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
So I did get lazy, and I am recycling the trivia that we didn't use on Tuesday on today's show. I hope you approve of that. How did it go yesterday with Wisconsin geography? I was listening. I know a little bit of how it went.
It was tough. We got 6 for 6, which was really good. Everybody nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
We think that Riley's were pretty good, and then he went AI Grok because you didn't leave him three other questions. He didn't know about – and then
the whole machine shut down,
yeah, and we had to go to commercial.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So would I say it went swimmingly? No, I wouldn't. But – just like Jason with his questions, it ain't about how maybe that process went. It's what did we end up getting out of it? And we learned something. We learned that there's a silent Q in Meshquakanong up in the Great North Woods. So we did learn some things, and we got 6 for 6 when it came to trivia contestants.
Well, today is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Let's take caller number 8 right now. Caller 8 at 844-770-3776. Caller number 8, Badgers Trivia Tuesday. We'll work to reconnect with Jason. It's cold. That first cold, really cold day of the year might be affecting his equipment or internet at home. So we'll see if we can get reconnected with him. And in the meantime, we will play trivia. Caller 8 for Badgers Trivia Tuesday. That's coming up next on Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
the tree, how much fun it's gonna be.
Hi!
What did I miss?
Missed you, buddy.
Yeah, we are in a service outage because of the bitter, bitter cold here in Green Bay.
Well, it's that or those drones. Could be the drones, too.
No, I'm pretty sure it's, I mean, it's minus 3 degrees here Fahrenheit without the...
Yeah, it's minus 5 here. Knock
on wood. You've got your internet.
Fine.
Yeah, well, count your blessings, buddy.
What do you think those drones are doing, Jason? I mean, they're
spying on us. Yeah, spying on us.
No, seriously. Do we have any idea?
I am being serious. Don't you think that's what they're doing?
Who knows? I have no clue.
Let me know. So let me know if they look like Megan Fox. Because then I'll have a little more interest in them. Like your film that you're going to be watching. So this is not a limited run series. This is a movie. Subservient.
It is a movie.
I have not seen it, obviously. I just heard about it. It's intriguing. So I'm going to dial in and I'm going to probably watch it at some point.
Well, I'm also intrigued by trivia. And unlike the movie, which I won't watch, we will play trivia and we'll play it right now with Dan in Brothertown, the Coyote turned Phoenix. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Jason. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are the Phoenix? What kind of start are we off to with your daughter-in-law at the helm?
We had a tough early schedule. Lost some games, but got a nice win last night in Milwaukee. I drove down to watch them play against UWM, and they beat UWM pretty badly, so that was a nice win. And they got a tough game this Saturday. Creighton's coming up to Green Bay, so that should be a toughie.
The Blue Jays.
Yeah. Don't mess with we've got some availability on Saturday. Maybe we'll have to go check that game out. See? I'm so glad you're the contestant, Dan. All right, here we go. The category, I believe, is Badgers Trivia Tuesday on a Thursday. The first question is this. In which of these presidential cities does Wisconsin volleyball play in the regionals of the NCAA volleyball tournament tomorrow night? Are they in Lincoln, Nebraska, Washington, District of Columbia, or Gerald Ford Township, Vermont?
Yeah, they're in Lincoln, Smile. They're in Lincoln.
Is Gerald Ford Township an actual place? Do we need to check with Hunter Vaughn on this?
It is not.
Okay.
No, it's just been a while since we had a good Gerald Ford in here, so wanted to
nicely done.
Toss him a bone there. Yeah.
What was more fake, the Jeff Grimes laugh or that laugh?
No, that one for sure. Coffee. Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah, Jeff Grimes is pretty
all right,
fake
Dan.
Too.
New Wisconsin Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes was the offensive coordinator at BYU from 2018 to 2020, where he coached which future NFL quarterback? Is it Josh Allen, Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett?
Zach Wilson.
Yes, sir.
BYU bewaredness. All right, 2 for 2, Dan. Here's question 3. Which of these is not one of the 2 non-conference opponents remaining for the Wisconsin men's basketball team to play this season? Okay.
Okay, so one of these... you're asking me which of these... Okay, because you blacked out for a minute. I lost you. Okay.
Okay, I was just thinking it was because how poorly this is written. One of these 3
it's
teams
rude.
Is not on the Badgers remaining.
Fair, but rude.
One of these teams is not on the Badgers' remaining non-conference schedule for men's basketball. Is it Butler, Detroit, or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Who is the most famous basketball player to come out of the University of San Francisco?
Bill Russell.
Nicely
yes,
done.
Sir.
No extra entry. Sorry. But well done nonetheless. All right, Dan, 3 for 3
on trivia, that means you got four entries into the drawing on Friday, and then maybe we'll see you Saturday. Since I would normally ask Kelly Call what time Murder, She Wrote is on, I'll ask you, what time is tip-off on Saturday?
1 o'clock.
Okay. All right. That's helpful. I appreciate that. Good luck in the drawing, right. And thanks for your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks.
You bet. You guys take care.
All right. That is Wilde and Tausch trivia. I think we may have already had our internet restored, maybe.
Well, now it looks like Tausch's is out on our video stream. So we're
shut the front door.
We're rolling on all cylinders here. I didn't know it was too cold for the Wisconsin winter already.
Drones. I think it's the drones.
You and your drones. All right. Well, we will. I will try to get reconnected so I can be on the video, because Lord knows I also have to be connected to be able to chat with our YouTube dwellers. Want to remind you, though, that we are down to the wire. This is it today. You got to get it in today or forever hold your peace and your Racine Danish Kringles jingle for your Kringle entry. That's right. This is it. We're going to pick our winner tomorrow. So if you're going to submit one, you got to do it. ASAP, the ESPN Wisconsin Racine Danish Kringle jingle for your Kringle contest is back on Wilde and Tausch. Again, you have to do it today. The deadline is today. Submit your own original jingle to celebrate the holidays and Racine Danish Kringle. You just got to submit it to ESPNWisconsinContest.com. You have to make sure you include the tagline, "It's not just a treat, it's a tradition." Then we'll pick the most creative songs as our finalists, and our grand prize winner will win Kringle for a year. And if you don't want to sing, but you still want to celebrate the holidays with Racine Danish Kringle, all you got to do is call 800-4-DANISH or visit Kringle.com if your internet is working, and order their all-new Eggnog Holiday Kringle. That's right. Racine Danish Kringle, jingle for your Kringle contest on Wilde and Tausch. The 11 o'clock hour, which will include a visit from Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike, as long as his phone and internet are working, is coming up in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.